Hi, thank you for calling Sears Claims and Management. My name is Natalie. How may I help you?
I'm trying to... Somebody that provided a certificate of liability insurance that has your company as the producer was driving a vehicle that backed into something of mine and created damage. And the certificate of insurance that they have on file is expired, and I'm trying to find out if they actually have insurance.
Okay. I just filed the claims, but do you have the policy number before I can find out what insurance?
Okay. I mean, I'm looking at the certificate of insurance, but I don't even see a policy number on it. Policy. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
ALA20188-1-25.
And the state of loss that this happened in?
The incident happened in Pennsylvania. The insured's name is Youngtown Express Services.
So it looks like it's expired. It expired on May 7th, 2024.
Okay, the certificate that I'm looking at said that it expired July 5th of 2024.
Okay, so I have an updated policy. What was the date of loss?
Yeah, I'm sorry, what was the date of?
The loss, the date of the accident or the incident that happened.
Okay, I think it was August 6th. Let me look through, I've got a bunch of papers here.
Because I see one for August. The 27th.
August 4th.
August 4th. No, I don't have anything put in for August 4th.
You mean that they didn't have insurance on August 4th?
No, they had insurance.
Oh.
Just a claim hasn't been put in for that day.
Okay, I'm trying to do that.
Do you have their VIN? Their VIN number?
The vehicle identification.
Yes, ma'am.
I do not see anything on this policy that has a VIN. I do have the license plate number of the truck.
Okay. And you said it was August the 5th?
August the 4th.
And what is the plate number?
It's 3J T252. It's an Oklahoma plate.
Okay.
That do you need the name of the driver?
One moment. That license plate didn't bring back a VIN, but okay. That's fine. I'm going to do a new loss.
Well, it's possible Budget might have the VIN. That's where I started. It's taking me this long to get here.
Okay.
The person driving the vehicle refused to give us any information.
Okay. And the time of loss?
I'm sorry?
The time that it happened?
The town?
No, the
okay,
time.
Okay, slip.
The
oh,
time.
The time?
Yes, ma'am.
I have 11:15 here, but I can't swear to that. The driver took off. But she was driving a big budget truck. It happened on private property at an event, and the security for the site found her, and they wrote down 11:15. So I don't know if that was the time they found her or the time it happened.
Okay, that's fine. Was it a.m. or p.m.?
A.m.
A.m., okay.
Is what's here, if I'm reading this person's handwriting correctly.
Okay. And can I get your first and last name?
Sure. It's Robin, R-O-B-I-N, Dyer, D-Y-E-R.
Okay. And Miss Robin, did you want to put down any information for yourself?
I'm not sure, like, what kind of information do you mean?
Address, or if you want to put an email address or a phone number.
It's whatever you need to process the claim.
Okay, so we can do the address. And is the address
also
where the incident happened?
Okay, you might want my husband's name, too. Because we own the property jointly, it was a 17 by 23 foot canvas tent. His name is Roland, R-O-L-A-N-D, Rein, R-E-I-N.
I'm sorry, what was the last name?
R-E-I-N.
Okay. And it was Roland,
okay,
R-O-L-A-N?
D.
L-A-N-D, okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, our mailing address is P.O. Box 31, Friendship, F-R-I-E-N-D-S-H-I-P, Indiana 47021.
So that's P.O. Box 31, and that's in Friendship, Indiana?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm sorry, what was that zip code?
47021.
Okay. And do we want to put down an email address or a phone number?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure, you can, whatever you want.
Okay. And I'm ready for the email when you're ready.
Okay, it's R, S as in Sam, Dyer, the number 9, at gmail.com.
Okay. And did you want to put a phone number?
Sure, I'll give you my cell phone.
Okay.
It's 812-571, excuse me, 2295.
Okay. And do they have permission to send you email messages if need be?
Yes.
Okay. And the lost location, so where the accident happened?
It happened at Cooper's Lake Campground in Slippery Rock, Pennsylvania.
So that's Cooper's Lake Campground?
Yes, ma'am.
And you said Slippery?
Mm-hmm. Slippery Rock, Pennsylvania.
Okay. And the description of what happened. You said one of our insured backed into?
Yeah, our tent. It's like a vending tent. I don't know if you ever go to, like, festivals or anything, but it's like a 17 by 20 foot 3 canvas marquee tent that's probably, I don't know, 15 foot tall. And she backed into the corner of it and tore out the corner of the tent top. And that's like, once you damage a corner, that's like the structural integrity of the tent is toast.
Okay. And do we know the damage to the vehicle, if any? I'm guessing none, because they drove off.
Yeah, it didn't look like anything, but there's really no way for us to tell. She just about ran over people's feet, taken off.
Okay. and we don't know the driver's name, right?
She showed sites. Well, actually, I don't know if she showed them ID. She said her name was Amy Fratangelo, Fratangelo.
Okay. But that's all the information we have for her, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've tried repeatedly to call that Youngstown Express stuff, and they don't answer the phone, and they don't return messages.
Images. Address back right here. All right, save that. And the damage was to the top of the tent, right?
Right. Not the walls weren't involved at all. It was the corner of the top.
Alrighty, save that. And was the police involved?
We called. They wouldn't come out because it was on private property.
Okay. And were there any witnesses that you wanted to add?
Well, you have Roland. I know of it, at least one. Her name was Beth Hirsch. Beth, Jimmy and Beth. Crap, I can't think of her last name. I can get that information. I'm having a geriatric moment, and I can't think of her last name.
Okay.
Webb. Beth Webb.
Okay. All right. We go down here. So witness, we have one. At a witness. So we have Roland. R-E-I-N.
And I can find out if other people actually saw it or were just standing around afterwards.
Okay. And do we have a number that you want to put down for Mr. Roland?
Oh, do you want his cell phone?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, it's 412 352-7146.
Okay. And then you said it was Amy Webb?
No, Beth.
Beth.
Yeah. Amy was the first name in the driver.
Okay. Webb. Is Webb with two B's or just one?
Yep. Two.
Two B's, okay.
And her phone number is 803-229-2891.
Okay. Okay. So it looks like I have everything I need to process this and get you the claim number and the adjuster's name and their information.
Okay. Do you have any idea how long this takes? We need to move on either replacing the top or seeing if it can be repaired. And it's taken me all this time to find somebody who helped. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. So usually after we file, I'm not sure how long it usually takes. I know it goes right over to the adjuster. Like, as soon as the claim is filed, it goes to the adjuster. But I'm just not sure how long. I know they call and get in touch within 24 to 48 hours.
Okay.
But then I don't know what goes on after that.
Okay, but they will.
Yes, ma'am. They will get in contact with you.
Okay, and then they'll be able to tell me what happens next.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I really, really appreciate your help. This has just been so frustrating.
Oh, you're welcome. And I have that information. When you're ready, I can give it to you. I have a claim number and the adjuster name and their information who's handling the claim as well.
Okay, thank you. I'm ready whenever you are.
Okay, so the claim number is going to be X as in X-ray, C as in Charlie, dash ORCA, which is O-R-C-A.
Okay.
Dash 24. Dash 0.
Oh, okay.
Dash 05921.
24 dash 05921.
Yes, ma'am.
I like the ORCA thing. Does that stand for something?
No. That's just, okay. I think what is the acronym for it? Oh, goodness.
Somebody just likes whales.
Yeah, it goes with the, it's like your sub. So ORCA is for auto. It's the auto.
Okay.
And then you have a general liability. So it could be it's the other one. I think it's GL. ORCG, and that'll be for, you know, general liability. Yeah, so they're acronyms.
That's cute.
Alrighty, and then the adjuster who was handling the claim, first name is Jordan, and that's J-O-R-D-A-N.
Okay.
Last name is Leveron, and that is spelled L-E-V as in Victor, E-R-O-N-E.
Okay.
And then their email address is going to be firstnamejordan.lastnameleveron.
Okay.
at xclaims.claims.
xclaims.claims?
Yes, ma'am.
And X is just the letter X.
Yes, just the letter X in front of the first claims. But both of the claims have the S on the end.
Okay. Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Oh, and then I have a direct line for them if you want the number.
Okay.
And sure. their direct line is 769
888-1511.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And would you like to be transferred if they're available?
I don't know. Do you think it would be helpful, or do you think they need time to
look at it? Yeah, they might need.
Yeah,
they might need time to look at it and look it over. So, I would say usually within 24 to 48 hours they'll get in contact with you.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your help.
Oh, you're welcome, Miss Robin, and you have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too. Thank you again.
Thank you. Oh, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.